So I'm finna call the card and see how much I got on this motherfucker.
Thank you for calling the Mississippi EBT Cardholder Service Center.
The cashier is venting because the customer tried to buy over $1,000 worth of food and they had nothing on their EBT card. And this is like a huge burden to a taxpayer. Like, how did it get this bad? Why do people need $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 on their EBT debit card? It's starting to make no sense. Why are we spending $100 billion in a single year on EBT and food stamps? And also, there's another huge EBT scam, which is selling plates. Like, many EBT Americans sell plates but don't have to worry about the mortgage because they buy the food they're selling with EBT. So basically, people get like a massive EBT debit card. They go out and they shop using the EBT debit card, and then they like cook food and they sell it. Now, I'm all down for some good old classic entrepreneurship and some business, but this is not the way to go about things. Imagine every restaurant did this, right? It's so wild. And people are selling their EBT debit cards for cash. Some are just using EBT debit cards and just buying mass amounts of groceries and cooking food and selling it. This person says, "We got plates." It's wild. I don't even know how this trend even started, but it is a huge trend. And it seems like people are making like $20,000 in SNAP benefits. And they're just running a whole bakery on taxpayer dollars. Check out some of these vids.
So I just woke up and I checked my EBT card. And guess what? Corby had nothing there. So guess what? I'm not tripping. And I'm going to tell you why I'm not tripping. Because I still have a deep freezer full of food. I got 3 whole chickens, I got ribs, I got food. Big ass bags of rice and beans. I got my WIC. They gave me WIC, but they ain't give me no food stamps. And in this time, I'm okay. I'm not finna cry, I'm not finna be mad. It just is what it is. What the fuck can we do about it? I'm finna wash my face and go brush my teeth and get this baby some milk. He needs some milk. Go get the WIC. Because they do give us $26 for groceries, like for fruits and vegetables. So that's all I'm finna do. But y'all, today was my day to get my stamps, and I didn't get no stamps. I'm okay with it. It's all right with me. And do what it gotta do. Hopefully the algorithm will go ahead and start picking up my video and get my engagement out there. Because I got a lot of followers, but it's not engaging. And I'm gonna go live today and promote what I have. But yeah, I got a lot of followers and no engagement. I got a lot of engagement on Instagram, but I don't have 10K followers, so that's really nothing. People are engaging on my YouTube channel. And on Facebook, they're not engaging as much. Actually, at all. And I got 5.5K followings over there. So I guess I gotta be wild for it to pick up. I don't know. Because I've been working hard. I've been working hard every single day. But I ain't tripping. Let me put my hair in a ponytail. Brush my teeth, take a shower, and go about my day. And hopefully people start engaging with me, because that'll help me out tremendously.
Pookie, so I got a message this morning pertaining to EBT SNAP benefits in Washington State. A lady told me that a caseworker told her, or she got a letter, I can't remember which one it was, to prepare for your EBT not to come in December. I haven't heard that from anywhere else, so if you've heard the same thing, y'all let me know. She said something about prepare for another shutdown. I thought the shutdown was in January, at the end of January, and I thought this time it won't affect the stamps. Can somebody let me know what's going on with the shutdown that's coming up in January? But I have told y'all many times before, during the shutdown and the EBT crisis, whatever you want to call it, once you get your stamps for November, do not ball out crazy with stuff that won't last. Make sure you are preparing, like she said. She may know something or heard something that we don't know or we're not supposed to know yet. Maybe she's just giving you a heads up. Stack up on your canned goods and your non-perishable items like your rice and your beans, flour and cornmeal, pastas, pancakes, get you some canned fruits. Start canning fresh fruit. I mean, however, but make sure you get prepared, stay prepared, so next month won't be a surprise to you if it do happen, okay? I told y'all before, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Now, this was crazy. It was a surprise when they cut the EBT off, and then they started giving out partial payments all over the world, not at the same time. So let's not let it be a surprise again. Make sure you prepare yourself always. You just never know what may happen. Today may be fine. Tomorrow, hell may break loose. We don't know. So if you got your stamps and if you already spend it, baby, I hope you stocked up. A lot of y'all already done went and spent your stamps on Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't even know why you did that for one day. I'm learning to not ball out on one day, then the next day everybody looking like, what we gonna eat? Get your stuff prepared for the rest of the year, okay? And if you don't get that much, make sure you go ahead and hit up them food banks. Get them resources and stuff. Call 211. 211 can help you with a lot of resources. If you don't know what to do, pick up your phone and call 211.
I purchased one week's worth of groceries with my food stamp card yesterday. And kids asked to buy pizza, Papa Murphy's, whatever, cool, yeah, I don't want to fucking make dinner, let's fucking get it. And I go to check my card, my food stamp card, all of my money is gone, all my food stamp money is gone, it's gone. So I check, where did it go, where was it purchased, what the fuck? Some fucking Eurepia store in all the way in Aurora, that's literally 45 minutes from where I am now. 45 minutes. I don't even have the gas to drive that far to purchase food from whatever fucking store that was. So I call my food stamp office and I tell them, all my stamps are gone. What do we do? They're all gone. Well, they don't reimburse people anymore for stolen food stamps. It's like, oh, your card's compromised. You're gonna have to get a new card, but we can't issue the rest of the money. So now what? We're in December. It's fucking Christmas, and I have no fucking food stamps to buy my kids what they need for the entire month. We literally almost starved last month waiting for us to even get the food stamps that we got. It's times like these I question, like, what did I do? What did I do to deserve the things that is happening? It's like, no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard we push, it's just one thing on top of another fucking thing, and I'm tired! No, my neighbor's looking at me like I'm crazy, but they probably don't get it.
This is one of those videos I need to go viral because let me tell you all what happened. I am standing outside of, let's just say the welfare building, okay? Why did all my food stamps get hacked and stolen? I just got them at midnight. Literally just got them at midnight. Okay, so I am out here in Pennsylvania. I need this video to push my PA people, because out here with the food stamps and stuff, they have an app. It's called My Compass. Come on, Super. You download the app. You got all your information on there. Rather you get cash, food stamps, Medicaid. You can see everything in this app, right? Okay, cool. So last night, I went on the app and said I had 3 reminders. Y'all know I moved or whatever. Make sure my address is correct. Then it says, add your SNAP card. That way, you know, you can check the balance. You ain't got to keep calling the card. Da, da, da. Okay, all right. Sound cool. So what I did was I, Supreme. Hold on, y'all. Oh, this child, man. He going to school tomorrow. But let me tell y'all. Okay, so I don't even know where I left off at. Okay, jumping back into it. So I add my card information. Well, I had to do a username and password too. Did all that. All right, cool. Go back to the main page of My Compass. Now it says my food stamp balance, you know, as well as me and my son's name. Y'all, this all happened at 12:14. Soon as them food stamps hit, because out here in Pennsylvania, the dates vary, but I got it on the 14th. Okay, so this morning, I get up, get ready so that, you know, I can go get some goddamn food. I stop at 7-Eleven so I can get a coffee first. Why? It said insufficient balance. So I'm like, what? Do it again. Do it again. Insufficient balance. So I'm sitting there like, let me go into this app and check my balance. Y'all, I pulled it up. It said zero. It literally said 0.00. And when I went to my last transactions are all made in Fayetteville. What is that? North Carolina? South Carolina? Yeah, they took every single dollar I had. And now I'm over here at welfare, and they're basically telling me this has been going on, and there's been so many cases, it's skimmers, it's this. I'm like, man, look, I go to the same couple stores every month, Giant, ShopRite, Wawa, 7-Eleven, that is it. Man, I said, I went into your app, and I had my reminders, I went through everything, make sure everything's up to date, and then it said, add your SNAP card. I think that has been compromised, because I've never added my card. I usually just call to check the balance, but it said, you know, add your card, you ain't gotta go through all that. And I think that's where the scammers are. So I'm making this video to reach my people in PA, my food stamp parents. Listen, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. When it comes down to your food stamp card, call and check it, okay? Because my mama said my aunt don't click on stuff, and this is one of the reasons why she don't click on stuff. I done got scammed, and they took every dollar I had, and now welfare can't even help me. They're not going to reimburse me, none of that. They said there's been so many cases, and after December 20th, 2024, they cannot reimburse. So I just filed a report and got a new card, and I'm about to take this goddamn app off my phone. For now on, they can mail me out my paperwork, whatever. I'm just done. Like, I am just done. It's like, I feel like I'm so mad, I want to cry, and I wish I had the money, baby, because I'll be driving down there to Fayetteville, okay? But I have a feeling it's probably not even them. It's somebody in the system just using their store, if they're one of those stores that take EBT without you having to swipe it. So, yeah, sucks to be me. But I'm putting this video out there, I'm putting my business out there to let y'all know so that y'all could be more aware, and so y'all won't get y'all's taken too. We gotta be careful, man. This is crazy. And then people wonder why people out here crashing out and going, doing what they doing, and stuff like this, where you get scammed and there's nothing nobody could do to help you. So this video is long enough already, but yeah, if please like, comment, share, all of that. I need this video to reach everybody in Pennsylvania, because this is where I'm at and this is where it happened, and they can't do nothing to help you. So yeah, I want to help other people so they don't get scammed too.
One thing I just don't get is why people get so pissed off about people on EBT buying soda. I was in line with someone, and I overheard someone else snicker when they said that they were using their EBT because they had so much soda in their car. They had two things of soda. Two things. Who cares? Genuinely, who cares? Like, my thing is, pretty much everyone drinks soda. It's weird to say that poor people should have a different standard than everyone else and that they shouldn't expect the same things out of life. Like, you realize that most people on EBT still work. Most people on EBT just are low income. Most people on EBT are just trying to figure out a way to survive. And yes, you can make EBT stretch if you don't get soda. I know. But it's really not your business how people use it. Because to me, in my mind, EBT is the same as cash. You want to walk up to someone at the store and go, sweetheart, you would save so much money if you just cut out soda. Do you really think you need two cartons of soda? Like, it's really none of your business unless you're like their accountant or someone close to them to know their finances. You really don't know if they're able to swing two cases of soda a month. And it's crazy because it's like 24 cans? That's about a month of soda if you have one can of soda a month, a day. It's really not that crazy. Like, I understand when people say like premium meats and when they spend like hundreds of dollars on beverages and junk food. But to be honest, some people really need to learn that you don't get to dictate how people use their benefits just because the benefits come from tax dollars. Because at the end of the day, it genuinely is still none of your fucking business.
Here's what happens when you get your EBT back. And look, EBT, 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 EBT. Y'all, I'm so hyped. I got my EBT back. Got that EBT. EBT. Got that EBT. EBT. Got that EBT. EBT. Medicaid, come help. Got that EBT. Say we got EBT. That's right. Carry that shit. Carry that shit, motherfucker.
Don't have a heart attack, old man.
Carry that. Oh, I seen the print.
Oh, man, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm about to
Y'all heard that, y'all? We got our EBT. We gonna eat better today. We gonna eat better today. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We got our benefits today. But I heard they was gonna start swiping our cards and swiping the money and taking the money back. So as soon as it deposited into my card, I made sure I ran out that house so fast to go do a big compra. Thanks to my homegirl, she took me to BJ's. So we stocked up. We never stocked up like this before. But I made sure I took whatever I could off the card before they take that back, because the Lord only knew that we needed food. So I hope you guys enjoy my little EBT video. I'm also going to be donating some food. I got to situate that. I did post it on a couple of places. I'm waiting to hear back for some people to see what happens. But I hope you enjoy my grocery haul. This isn't everything, but I showed what I could because it was just too much.
So the state of Texas is banning the purchase of chips, soda, junk food, basically, with EBT. Mind you, the price for single ingredients for one meal will run you anywhere from $60 to $80. $60 is being generous. So I don't see, one, why that was any of their business, and two, why would they do such a thing when inflation is at an all-time high right now? And what about those people who don't have access to a home that can, you know, cook and stuff like that? Like, it just don't make sense to me, but okay, I guess we just gotta let them do what they do.
Don't be shocked.
Good morning, TikTok. So I might as well start posting, because my life this year has been a tsunami, okay? So now we're going to get to today's story, which started yesterday. So, you know, mostly everybody got their stamps yesterday for the kids that's going to be out for 2 weeks. Evidently, the scammers know this as well. So why I get to the grocery store after I check my balance and go get some things for the kids? Y'all, somebody stole my stamps. Literally. Y'all see it right here? And this is just some of them. It was 15 different transactions, okay? All in a 3 hours time yesterday, okay? So now, mind you, I'm up at the register. I see this nice older lady. I'm like, okay, let me be nice and thoughtful. It's the holidays. I got some stamps. Let me purchase hers. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. And da, da, da. So we get to the register and I'm paying. The lady walks out the store, y'all, with her stuff. And I swipe my card. The lady says zero balance. I was in shock. In awe. My kids stand there looking crazy like, mom, what the heck is going on? Come to find out, a cashier was like, oh yeah, this has been happening. People's stamps been getting stolen. I'm looking like, girl, what? Like, this is right before Christmas and these kids finna be out for 2 weeks, y'all. I don't know what to do. I mean, I know what to do. I know I gotta report it, but it's like, are y'all serious? Serious right now? Like, seriously? Seriously? They took my whole stack. Like, it ain't leave me nothing. Y'all ain't even leave me enough to get the kids some cookies to make for Christmas. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. But you know what? God is still good. And I know he's going to work it out. I know he's going to make a way. Because that's what he do. When things like this, crazy things happen, God always makes a way. Okay? I thank you, Jesus, for everything you do and you're going to do. But y'all be careful. If your stamps ain't got stolen yet, protect them, okay? Because it is bound to come.
Man, I'm really glad that these food stamps are being taken away, because, you know, that shit was, all that government assistance shit was designed to keep the black man out of the household anyway. That was the incentive. Don't have a man in the house and these women get to have the government assistance. All that money and food stamps, feeling like they don't need a man. I'm glad that food stamps still gone. Now the average guy that makes $40,000 to maybe $50,000 a year, it will be appreciated and loved on more now. Yeah, all that $100,000 stuff, yeah, that stuff ain't never made sense. You know what I'm saying? It's possible for a man to make that, but the average guy ain't making it. Maybe the average guy can get some love now, man. Thank you, Trump. The average man can get some love now. Because these women, man, have become so delusional over these past few years. It don't even make no sense, man. I'm glad they're taking these food stamps away. I'm 100%, like, I'm really utterly, I'm in bliss right now. Like, I'm glad they're taking it away. Maybe the average man can get some love now. Yeah. Go text Bob the electrician back, love. He waiting on you. And he gonna treat you right.
Customer service. For English, press 1. Para español. For EBT, press 1. Mm-hmm. Enter the last 4 digits of your phone. Mm-hmm. Enter your PIN. Your staff balance is 23,235.
Public service announcement to all my grocery store workers. In these coming weeks, mind your business. All right, I'm going to say it again now. Mind your business. This ain't your company. This ain't your money. Let them people get their groceries in peace. Thank you. Bye-bye.
More people making threats about not getting their EBT. You know, they should be, and more people are pissed off at Donald Trump renovating the White House than they are about Barack Obama building the ugliest presidential library that cost $850 million. But that was also from private companies, private donors, just like Donald Trump. And he built it in the south side of Chicago. I mean, they're going to be running away with that building like they were running away with paintings at the Louvre.
We got it. Let's go.
Yes, we can, baby.
Watch the rope.
To the leg. Push.
There you go.
I mean, what's going on? You got to get in your groove and understand. We're falling apart, man.
I feel bad for whoever work at Walmart, Kroger's, or Myers. Close y'all self-checkouts. Maybe even better, get y'all some top-flight security at the door because people are about to walk out with their groceries. They not giving no more. You telling me y'all closed these folks' food stamps down knowing the holidays was coming up? These folks got to get stuff for their babies. These folks got to get gifts and everything. And it's already bad. Already working 2 jobs, doing DoorDash, and doing this just to maintain, to live. You cut their food stamps off? You cut Medicaid off? I would never understand that. And for the ones who voted for this man, y'all knew y'all was dead wrong. But I'm going to tell y'all this now. The Lord is the only people we can revive on because it's about to be bad. It's about to be so bad. And I feel bad for people. I really do. Because how it's coming, you might want to have your groceries yourself because they're going to break in and get your groceries.
While more people go online to bitch about not getting their EBT, honestly, it just makes no sense to me, to you, to anybody with a damn brain.
Why y'all so worried about people losing their EBT? Like, not worried. I mean, like, people who are celebrating people losing their EBT, like, get a job and stuff like that. What does people getting EBT have to do with you? Like, what is it doing to you? Like, what is it taking out of your pocket? What is it? Your taxes and shit still gonna be the same. So, why are you celebrating somebody losing something that has no benefit to you? I'm lost.
Okay, so the food stamps are being cut off. There's gonna be no food stamps for November. I know people are struggling. I'm gonna remind y'all of the resource that I give out to people all the time. Y'all see me post about it a million times, but people always miss it and ask me if I can repost it. This is gonna be my repost of this month. I will probably repost this a number of times. Findhelp.org, one second. Findhelp.org is a website where you can go type in your zip code and you can find food pantries and a host of other resources. I accidentally clicked emergency food here, so ignore that. But if you go down to food and then you click on food pantries, it's gonna verify if you're a human, but then you will have a list of local food pantries. This is the zip code I put in was my old one from Baltimore, but like literally any zip code should work. Find your local food pantry, like give to your local food pantry. I'm gonna like be giving, shopping for some canned goods later to give and some non-perishable goods to give to a couple of my local food pantries. Right now, we need each other more than ever. This is your reminder to share this resource. But it's going to be a little sticky in these next couple of months, truly. But I do think if we stick together, we'll be good. That's it. I will probably do a can drive, so look out for that. I just have to figure out logistics. But we need to help each other. That's it.
So am I hearing this correctly? Now that the government is officially back open, now the Trump administration is now requiring that everyone that's on SNAP benefits must reapply. Let's talk about that. So it's been reported that one of the reasons why, really the main reason why they're making everyone to reapply for their SNAP benefits, because there's been a lot of fraudulent activity going on, such as people are using their family members' information, especially ones that are deceased. People are not updating their information. They said the states are not reporting it back to the government, something like that. I know the list goes on, but really it's because they want to cut down a lot of fraudulent activity. But at the same time, I'm not surprised it's even happening. This is what people have been doing for years. Now, I already know there's going to be a bunch of mess. It's going to cause the food stamp office to be overwhelmed because a lot of applications they will have to reprocess, especially there are going to be people. I know they're going to be upset about that, especially ones that don't even deserve to be on SNAP benefits. They're actually being investigated for that. There are people actually getting more SNAP benefits than they're supposed to get. And you also got people that's supposed to be on SNAP benefits not getting enough money they're supposed to in order to feed their household. Now, I'm actually glad they're actually doing this, putting a stop to this, because there are people that's actually on food stamps, SNAP benefits, whatever you want to call it, should not even be on it as well, especially ones that's on there long period they're supposed to. They need to start actually giving it to the people that deserve to actually be on it, like our senior citizens and our veterans, disability people. I'm talking about the ones that can't take care of themselves. I know a lot of people actually doing this supposedly for their kids. They're really abusing the system. But I'm actually glad they're actually putting a stop to all of that. But then again, I'm thinking to myself, this probably their way of saying they're actually using this system to cut back costs. They don't want to say budget cuts, so that could actually be another thing they're actually doing right now. But I don't know. But I'm actually glad they're actually doing more investigation on that for them to actually get everybody to reapply. I know a lot of people don't agree about that, but at the end of the day, everybody got their time. So let me know in the comments below. Tell me how you feel about the SNAP benefits update.
Tell me y'all saw the video where the girl went into the store and took all the food she needed. She stole the food. She just went ahead and took all the food that she needed because she only had $20-something left on her food stamps. Took the food that she needed because she was like, "Dang, I ain't got no food stamps and I can't afford none of this seasonings and none of this short ribs and none of this meat and stuff." Tell me y'all saw that video. While the video is hilarious, why am I like, "Oh, that's genius"? Go on and take the damn food that you need and let them know, hey, let's take it a step further. Let's pay you back. I'm going to pay you back when you turn back on my EBT. You shut down the government. You furloughed people. You also called people back to work and then said, hey, I need you to work this 40 hours a week, but I'm not going to pay you right now. I'm going to pay you back later when the government shutdown's over. Why can't we use that same concept when it comes to the grocery store? Why we can't use that same concept? Why I can't pay you back later? I'm going to give you a whole bunch of, I'm a dumber you. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of IOUs because that's just as good as money. That's just as good as money.
I'm over here at the store, y'all. And, you know, they done cut a bitch's food stamp short, right? But y'all know I ain't the only one, and I know it's bad. When all the chip mates is gone, but you got a full variety of these bitches right here. But the chip mates is gone. 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 Damn. Y'all couldn't leave a bitch just one pack of chip mates? Y'all know we struggling out here.